fellow quiz heads, welcome to edition number 91 of Takeaway Trivia, your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and welcome to another four rounds of pub quiz style trivia direct into your ears. It's up to you how you play this week. I'm just going to provide you the questions coming away, four rounds of pub quiz style trivia. You can either complete them while you're out for a walk, while you're driving on your commute, or you can do it full on. Grab a table, grab some friends, sit around it and play it like a true pub quiz. It's up to you. It's always wonderful when you get in touch, and quite a few of you have done that this week via our Facebook page, facebook.com/takeawaytrivia, and at our Twitter feed, at Bar Wars. Hello to Matthew Bolser, who says he really loves Takeaway Trivia. He discovered it on a trip to Manchester to watch Man City play with his 15-year-old son, Toby. Couldn't get enough of it. And he says, oh, now this is brilliant. A few weeks ago, one of the answers to a question in Takeaway Trivia was rich text format, which I said sounds a bit like one of those what's three words combinations. Matthew's actually looked it up, and it is a place in Singapore on what three words. That's rich text format. Brilliant. Thank you for that, Matthew. And hello to your son, Toby Bolser, as well. Safe travels while you're heading to Man City. And sorry to hear they suffered a defeat while you were there as well. Bad luck, but better luck next time. Hello to Chris Clark, who is in touch, saying that me and my work colleagues love your quiz podcasts. Stick on during the day. Can you give us a shout out? Our company is CPT. And the answer is Philip Schofield. Not yet. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. Thank you, Chris. Hope you enjoyed this week's quiz. Now, before we do start those four rounds, we have to head in to the correction section.
Correction section.
Matt Meaney, Danny Barnard and Kyle Prophet have all been in touch this week about a question in episode 90, last week's edition. Oh, I messed up, didn't I? Big time. So, hello to Matt, who says, really enjoy the podcast, great pace, enjoy the content, great structure. Oh, thank you, Matt. After all of that, then he shatters that really nice start to his email. My only gripe is the errors. It's so frustrating when I know something is right and you're telling me it's not. For instance, last week, you said Monopoly is based off Atlanta. It's not. Danny Barnard got in touch to say, thank you for the great quiz. Takeaway Trivia is one of my favourite podcasts. I moved from California to the south of England last year. That's quite a move. Probably quite a different weather climate you're experiencing, I'd imagine, right now. Your quizzes have helped me learn more about my brand new country and also helped me bone up for the local weekly pub quiz, which we won last week. Well done. I think it's amazing that you're using Takeaway Trivia to swat up for your local quiz. That's cool. Whilst I'm in your inbox, I just wanted to point out something for the correction section. You asked which US city the board game Monopoly is based on. You got it wrong. You said it's Atlanta. It's not Atlanta, is it? Kyle Prophet from Kansas got in touch saying, I just listened to your podcast. I do believe there was an error in one of your questions. I believe the Monopoly question was not Atlanta. Just thought you might like to know. So what was the answer? If you remember, I asked you in which city, which US city was the board game Monopoly based on? I said Atlanta. Frustratingly, looking back at my records, I had the correct answer written down. I just said it wrong. It's not Atlanta, it's Atlantic City. Atlantic City. And as Danny Barnard points out, that's in New Jersey. And a certain ex-president owned a failed casino named after himself in Atlantic City. So it's actually a rather appropriate setting for a game about capitalism. I love that. That's great. Thank you, Danny. So, Matt, Danny and Kyle, thank you for getting in touch. Firstly, thank you for listening, and also thank you for putting me in my place. You are all correct. Atlantic City was the inspiration for the Monopoly board. Thank you. Right, let's get on with today's quiz. Hopefully, no errors. Coming your way, final fling. We've got a clued up round. We will be playing 5-4-3-2-1, but first of all, just for you, it's general knowledge. Good luck. Another round one then. This week, it's general knowledge. It's always general knowledge, let's face it. Question number one. Which newspaper does Peter Parker, also known as Spider-Man, work on? Number one. Which newspaper does Peter Parker, also known as Spider-Man, work on? Question number two. How old was Neil Armstrong when he first walked on the moon? Number two, how old was Neil Armstrong when he first walked on the moon? Question number three, who released a 2021 debut album called Sour? Number three, which singer released a 2021 debut album called Sour? Number 4. A South Down is a breed of which animal? So a South Down is a breed of which animal? That's question 4. Number 5. What is the national sport of Japan? Question 5. What is the national sport of Japan? Number 6. The Paul Ricard Circuit is the F1 Grand Prix venue in which country? Number 6. The Paul Ricard Circuit is the F1 Grand Prix venue in which country? Number 7. How is the superhero Natalia Romanoff better known? Number 7. How is the superhero Natalia Romanoff better known? Number 8. Smith is the most common surname in the UK, but what is second? Number 8. Smith is the most common surname here in the UK. What is second? Question number 9. Lewis Edson Waterman was the inventor of which writing implement? Something I've always been hopeless at using. So number 9. Lewis Edson Waterman was the inventor of which writing implement? And number 10, what is the official language in Brazil? Number 10, what is the official language in Brazil? How exciting then, we're underway. That's your first 10 questions. Hope you've done well. I'm not going to reveal the answers just yet. You've got to wait a little while to find those out because first of all, here's round 2. Moving on to round number 2, it's clued up. In this round, I give you 5 clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity, and you have to work out who they are as quick as you can. Clue number 1 is for 10 points. Clue 2 is worth 8 points. We play all the way through until clue number 5 for just 2 points. Be honest with yourself on this round which clue you guess the identity on, because you're only cheating yourself if you pretend you got it on clue number 1. All right then, clue number 1 then, for 10 points. I was born in June 1961 and brought up in Whitley in Berkshire in England. Initially, I aimed to be a pop star as part of the 80s new wave band Siona Dancing. Who is it? Any ideas yet? That clue again for 10 points. I was born in June 1961 and brought up in Whitley, Berkshire in England. Initially, I aimed to be a pop star as part of the 80s new wave band Siona Dancing. Who is it? Clue 2 for 8 points. In 1999, I broke into television, replacing Ali G on Channel 4's The 11 O'Clock Show. Success on that led to my own stand-up career, touring the UK with shows such as Animals, Politics and Fame. Who is it? For 8 points, tell me now. Clue number 2 again for 8 points. In 1999, I broke into television, replacing Ali G on Channel 4's The 11 O'Clock Show. Success led to my own stand-up career, touring the UK with shows such as Animals, Politics and Fame. Who is it? Moving on then to clue number 3 for 6 points. I've had a notable Hollywood career, starring in films such as Night at the Museum and Muppets Most Wanted. I've also hosted the Golden Globes 5 times. Clue number 3 for 6 points. I've had a notable Hollywood career, starring in films such as Night at the Museum and Muppets Most Wanted. I've also hosted the Golden Globes 5 times. Clue number 4 for 4 points. I've written and starred in the comedy series Extras and the Netflix TV show Afterlife. I've even written for The Simpsons. Who is it for 4 points? That clue again. I wrote and starred in the comedy series Extras and the Netflix show Afterlife. I've even written for The Simpsons. Who is it for 4 points? And finally, for 2 points, I will always be best known as David Brent, thanks to my hit BBC comedy series, The Office. Clue number 5 for 2 points, I'll always be best known as David Brent, thanks to my hit BBC comedy, The Office. Who is it? Name them now for 2 points. How did you do on our first round just a few minutes ago? Round number 1 was general knowledge, and the answers. Number 1, which newspaper does Peter Parker, also known as Spider-Man, work on? That is the Daily Bugle. Number 2, how old was Neil Armstrong when he first walked on the moon? He was 39. I mean, imagine doing that when you're 39 and having still your whole life ahead of you, knowing that you're never going to top that, really. Must be a mad, mad achievement. At number 3, who released a 2021 debut album called Sour? That's Olivia Rodrigo. Number 4, South Down is a breed of which animal? Sheep. 5, what is the national sport of Japan? Sumo wrestling. Number 6, the Paul Ricard Circuit is the F1 Grand Prix venue in which country? France. Number 7, how is the superhero Natalia Romanoff better known? She is, of course, Black Widow. Number 8, Smith is the most common surname in the UK, which is second? Jones. Number 9, Lewis Edson Waterman was the inventor of which writing implement? It's the fountain pen. And as a lefty, I'm hopeless with fountain pens. You always smudge the ink because you write when you're left-handed. Number 10, what is the official language in Brazil? Portuguese. Let's crack on. Round number 3. In round number 3 this week, question number 1 is worth 5 points. Question number 2 is for 4 points. Question 3, you're playing for 3 points. Question 4 is for 2 points. And finally, question 1 is worth... I've done that wrong, haven't I? Question 5 is worth 1 point. That's why I call it 5-4-3-2-1. This week, a little bit different. At my pub quiz a few weeks ago, because it was the 800th edition of my pub quiz, we decided to do an 80s special. It was all questions about the 1980s. So this week's 5-4-3-2-1 is from that pub quiz. It's an 80s 5-4-3-2-1. Question number 1. Name 5 of the 6 colours on a standard Rubik's Cube. Question number 1. Name 5 of the 6 colours on a standard Rubik's Cube. I finally solved one for the first time the other week as well. I absolutely messed myself. Number 2. Queen took Live Aid by storm back in 1985. Who were the 4 band members? Number 2, Queen took Live Aid by storm in 1985. Who were the 4 original band members of Queen? Question number 3, which 3 cities hosted the Summer Olympic Games that took place in the 1980s? So we're talking 1980, 1984, and 1988. Question number 3, which cities hosted the 3 Summer Olympic Games that took place in the 1980s? Question number 4, sticking with sport, who in 1984 won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award, the only time it has been awarded to 2 people? So we're looking for a duo. Who could it be? Number 4, back in 1984, who won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award, the only time to date that it's been awarded to 2 people? And question number 5 is false or true. 1982's Time Person of the Year was the personal computer. Is that true or false? So number 5, false or true. 1982's Time Person of the Year was the PC or personal computer. Is that true or false? How did you do on Clued Up? I gave you 5 clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity. They were born in June 1961. They debuted on the 11 o'clock show, which was a comedy show on Channel 4 here in the UK. They toured the UK with shows including Animals, Politics and Fame. They've got a Hollywood career. They've been in Muppets Most Wanted. They've hosted the Golden Globes. And they're best known as David Brent in The Office. Who were we talking about? It wasn't Philip Schofield this week. One week, maybe it will be. But no, this week I was looking for Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais was the answer to Clued Up. Well done if you got that and award yourself the relevant points. Let's go back to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What were your answers for that? Number one. What are the six colours featured on a standard Rubik's Cube? Red, blue, white, yellow, green and orange. Number two, Queen took Live Aid by storm in 1985. Name the four band members: Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon. Number three, which cities hosted the three Summer Olympic Games that took place in the 80s? 1980 was Moscow, 1984 was Los Angeles, and 1988 was Seoul. Number four, who in 1984 won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award? It's the only time two people have ever won it joint, and if you think about it, logically, it could only be Torvill and Dean. And number five, false or true, 1982's Time Person of the Year was the personal computer. That is true, and probably quite prophetic. You think how much the computer has changed our lives since 1982. That was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We've done Clued Up, we've done General Knowledge. All that's left is the final fling. Questions of Takeaway Trivia's Trickier Trivia. Question number one. In which year did Concorde make its final commercial flight? Question number one. In which year did Concorde make its final commercial flight? Question number two. What is the title of Ernest Cline's sequel to his novel Ready Player One? Number two, what is the title of Ernest Cline's sequel to his novel Ready Player One? Number three, which 18th century composer wrote The Four Seasons? Number three, which 18th century composer wrote The Four Seasons? Question 4. Which motorcycle stuntman set a world record back in February 1971 by jumping 19 cars? Question number 4. Which motorcycle stuntman set a world record in February 1971 by jumping 19 cars? Presumably that was on his bike. Or he had a very good run-up, one of the two. Number five, the drug MDMA is more commonly known by what name? Number five, the drug MDMA is more commonly known by what name? Six, how many triple word score squares are on a standard Scrabble board? So number six, how many triple word score squares would you find on a standard Scrabble board? 7. The Shuttlecock Club is an exclusive society for anyone who has crashed and survived on which racing track? Number 7. The Shuttlecock Club is an exclusive society for anyone who has crashed and survived on which racing track? Question 8. The LED, or light-emitting diode, started life back in 1962, available in only which colour? Number 8. The LED, or light-emitting diode, started life back in 1962 and was available only in which colour? Number 9. Which lake has the largest surface area of any freshwater lake in the world? Question 9. Which lake has the largest surface area of any freshwater lake in the world? Number 10. How many rows of whiskers on each side does a cat usually have? Number 10, how many rows of whiskers on each side does a cat usually have? 11, the Bridge of the Americas spans which canal? Question 11, the Bridge of the Americas spans which canal? Number 12, which beverage was invented in the late 19th century by pharmacist John Pemberton as a medicine? Number 12, which beverage was invented in the late 19th century by pharmacist John Pemberton as a medicine? 13, in Greek mythology, which god gave King Midas the power of turning everything he touched into gold? Does that mean he accidentally turned himself into god if he scratched his nose? Number 13, in Greek mythology, which god gave King Midas the power of turning everything he touched into gold? Number 14, what is the largest cell in the human body? Number 14, what is the largest cell in the human body? And 15, what is Gru's first name in Despicable Me? Number 15, in the film Despicable Me and its sequels, what is Gru's first name? There you go, that's your 15 questions on the final fling this week. Should we find out how you've done? Here come the answers. It's gone quick again, hasn't it? We're already at the answers to the final fling. And question number one. In which year did Concorde make its final commercial flight? That was in 2003. I never got to fly on Concorde. I bet that was an awesome experience. At number two, what is the title of Ernest Cline's sequel to his novel Ready Player One? It is, of course, Ready Player Two. Three, which 18th century composer wrote The Four Seasons? It was Vivaldi. I think it's Antonio Vivaldi, isn't it? Number four, which motorcycle stuntman set a world record in February 1971 by jumping 19 cars? Evel Knievel. There is a wonderful episode of Top Gear that aired here in the UK a few weeks ago that charts Evel Knievel's rise to fame and also takes a look at Britain's very own stuntman, Eddie Kidd, and it was very tear-jerking, really good episode. Check it out if you haven't seen it already. But yes, the answer was Evel Knievel. Number five, the drug MDMA is more commonly known by what name? That is ecstasy. Number six, how many triple word score squares are on a standard Scrabble board? There are eight. Number seven, the Shuttlecock Club is an exclusive society for anyone who has crashed and survived on which racing track? The Cresta Run. Eight, the LED or light emitting diode started life in 1962, available in which colour? Red. It was first available in red. I remember having a really old calculator, that must be my dad's, and it had a red screen rather than the sort of grey and black screens we have these days. It was really weird. Number nine, which lake has the largest surface area of any freshwater lake in the world? Lake Superior. Number 10, how many rows of whiskers on each side does a cat usually have? Four. 11, the Bridge of the Americas spans which canal? The Panama Canal. I think it used to be called the Thatcher Bridge. I'm sure it was. Number 12, which beverage was invented in the late 19th century by pharmacist John Pemberton as a medicine? Coca-Cola. I'm more of a Pepsi guy, personally. Number 13. In Greek mythology, which god gave King Midas the power of turning everything he touched into gold? That was Dionysus. 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 Probably pronounced that incredibly wrong. Number 14. What is the largest cell in the human body? It's the female ovum, which is the egg, I guess. And number 15, what is Gru's first name in Despicable Me? Felonious. Felonious Gru. Mark your answers and celebrate, rightly so, if you're the winner. If you're losing or trailing this week, make some time to swat up so you can beat Takeaway Trivia next Monday when we return with another episode, a Christmassy episode coming your way. Thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster. Once again, I will leave you with a tat fact. And did you know that over the last 150 years, the average height of people in industrialised nations has increased by 10 centimetres. That's about 4 inches. There you go, fact fans. Have a fantastic week. Have a safe week. And I will speak to you again soon. hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at Bar Wars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.